Miss Sporty by Navya Badiani. This is the story of Little Miss Sporty. In fact, she is the sportiest person in the universe. Little Miss Sporty lives in Sporty Land. Even the daisies seem to be stretching there.
Can you guess what she does?
She gets up at 6 a.m. in the morning. You'd all be asleep. Then she does 30 handstands. After, Little Miss Sporty does 67 push-ups. Finally, she has a protein shake. One fine morning, Little Miss Sporty had gone for a walk when suddenly Postman Pat, Little Miss Sporty's postman, knocked on the door. But she was not there, so Postman Pat decided to put it through the letterbox. A while later, Little Miss Sporty came back and a letter was waiting for her. It said, "Oh, wait, do you want me to tell you what it said?" "Dear Little Miss Sporty, we would like you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympic Games 2024. Date, 18th of June 2024. Time, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Event, triathlon, swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympics team." Little Miss Sporty was feeling nervous and also excited at the same time. One day later, the day came. Little Miss Sporty went by car to the Olympics because she didn't want to waste her energy. When she got there, the building was huge. It was gigantic. It was enormous.
"Wow, what a big building!"
cried Little Miss Sporty. "I know, I don't agree," called Mr. Muddle, for he always gets himself into a complete muddle. "Here is a list of the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters who were preparing for their Olympic events. Mr. Strong, weightlifting. Little Miss Somersault, gymnastics. Mr. Perfect, skateboarding. Mr. and Mrs. Chatterbox, triathlon. Little Miss Trouble, triathlon. Mr. Rude, triathlon. Mr. Rush, triathlon."
"Wow, there are so many people here, right?"
said Little Miss Sporty, looking around. "I know, my lady," cried Mr. Happy, happily.
"Do you mind showing me to the area where the triathlon takes place?"
asked Little Miss Sporty. "Of course," replied Mr. Happy. The two of them walked nicely together to the area where the triathlon was taking place.
"Oh, thank you. Will you help me when I need help?"
asked Little Miss Sporty. "Yes, of course I will, Little Miss Sporty, and I'll also watch you," replied Mr. Happy.
"Good,"
thought Little Miss Sporty.
"The Olympics are about to begin. Please take your seats, and competitors, please be ready for the triathlon. The first event is swimming. Ready, get set, go!"
shouted Mr. Fair loudly. "Go, Little Miss Sporty!" shouted Mr. Happy as loud as he could. It was working. The louder Mr. Happy shouted, the faster Little Miss Sporty went. While Little Miss Sporty was swimming, Mr. and Little Miss Chatterbox somehow got in Little Miss Sporty's lane and started chatting to each other. Chat, chat, chattity chat.
"Mr. Chatterbox, Little Miss Chatterbox, will you please kindly get a move on?"
cried Little Miss Sporty. Splash, splash, splash. But it was no good. Little Miss Sporty came last.
"Please take your seats and competitors, please be ready for the triathlon. The second event is cycling," announced Mr. Fair cheerfully. Ready, get, set, go!
Shouted Mr. Fair loudly. Go, little Miss Sporty, shouted Mr. Happy as loud as he could. It was working. The louder Mr. Happy shouted, the faster little Miss Sporty went. While little Miss Sporty was cycling, Mr. Roo took all the air out of her tyre. Little Miss Sporty came last.
Please take your seats and competitors, please be ready for the triathlon. The third event is running, announced Mr. Fair cheerfully. Ready, get, set, go!
Shouted Mr. Fair loudly. Go, little Miss Sporty, shouted Mr. Happy as loud as he could. It was working. The louder Mr. Happy shouted, the faster little Miss Sporty went. While little Miss Sporty was running, she accidentally tripped over because cheeky little Miss Trouble had tied her shoelaces together. Bang! Crash! Smash! Little Miss Sporty came last. A short while later, Mr. Fair announced the winners of the triathlon.
In first place is Mr. Rush. In second place, we have a tie between Mr. and Little Miss Chatterbox. And in third place is Little Miss Trouble.
Oh no, cried Little Miss Trouble. I'm third.
Mr. Fair said, there is one more prize and it goes to Little Miss Sporty.
Why?
Asked Little Miss Sporty.
Because you were very polite, very sporty, and you never gave up.
The end.